Good morning. I'm great. A little chilly, but good.
That's all right. That sunshine will warm you up today. I promise. We don't have any more snow days to talk about, so hopefully the last few weeks of school here can go off without a hitch. We know we have Election Day and Professional Learning Day coming up the first Monday and Tuesday of May, so everybody needs to be aware of that no matter where you are in the MCCSE. But tell us what's going on at Highland Park.
Oh, we've been busy here at Highland Park, getting ready to wrap up the school year.
Maggie, should we say congratulations to you first about your DOE award?
Yeah, we are very excited about that. We're recognized as a promising practice. It was something that the DOE has decided, in honor of the bicentennial, to recognize 200 schools throughout the year that have created promising practices, so practices that they recognize as being good. And Highland Park has started continuous learning throughout our breaks as support from our school improvement grant that we've had now for 2 years. And they took notice, and we were able to win that award. So we are really proud of what we've done and proud of being able to offer this opportunity to our students.
And one of the things you're doing is sending the kids home during breaks with their iPads or whatever you use there?
Yes, exactly. So students have the option to take home their iPads. If parents don't want that responsibility, they can still participate with technology that they have at home. But we are using the programs that our students use every day in the classroom and having assignments, per se, over break. So the students have the option. It's not required. Mm-hmm. They have the option of completing these extended learning activities over break.
Well, that's a bad habit you want them to form.
Yeah.
You figure if they're going to be on the iPad for a large chunk of the time anyhow, you might as well get some work done.
Exactly.
Is that kind of the if you can't beat them, join them philosophy?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're one of 200 schools statewide recognized. That is great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, your sixth graders are going to camp.
They are. They are going on Thursday to Camp Emmalou.
They have to have a backpack and shovels and all of that stuff to go.
No, Keith,
not quite
an iPad.
Like that.
They need their iPad. It has their camera on it, the GPS. It has everything you need.
Yeah, no iPads on this trip. They're out. They're outdoors the whole day.
You're going to unplug them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and Mike's got good weather for
you. Now, where is Camp Emmalou at?
It is off of Lake Monroe, just outside of Bloomington.
Very nice. A little chilly for swimming, but they'll have a very nice day. Temperatures in the upper 60s. Sunshine only, no rain. So that would, and hopefully everything dries out by then, so it's not completely under mud. Now, is this an annual trip the sixth graders make?
It is. All sixth graders in MCCSC get the opportunity either to go in the fall or the spring. And so this is the third year, I believe, that our sixth graders have gotten that opportunity. And it's a great time to kind of culminate the school year here at the end for us and really have that team building experience as we head into May, and they look to become seventh graders and move on.
Outdoor activities greater than indoor activities, especially this time of year.
Now, beginning on, what is it, the end of the week, I-STEP again?
Yes.
There's that terrible name.
Yes, we start our state testing on Thursday. The window runs through May 6th, although that allows for us to really spread out the testing so that we aren't stressing our students and they just have the opportunity to take.
What is your philosophy on that? Get it in, get it done, or do you want to spread it over time where the stress continues?
That's a good question. We try to spread it out a little, but not extensively. So that they're kind of in the routine and they know, okay, what to do, what their expectations are, but then not taking, there's no grade that will take a test throughout that whole 2 week window. They'll get it done in about 5 days just to spread it out so that it's not, and especially when it's on the computer, we don't want them staring at the computer screen for hours.
Right. We're talking with Maggie Dayton, who is the principal at Highland Park. And Maggie, you've got to kind of take the pressure off a little bit. You have a carnival coming up in May.
We do. May 6th, we are so excited. Our PTO does an amazing job of putting on a carnival here for our students. It's probably our most well-attended function here at Highland Park. It has family games and refreshments and just a real opportunity to build that community. And it's our first opportunity that we actually invite our future kindergarten parents to as well. We just finished with kindergarten open house, and so we make sure that our future kindergarten parents know here's their first time to step foot in Highland Park at a fun activity.
Now, you have something coming up that would, if I had a child in your school, I would avoid assiduously because I know nothing about math, and you have a thing. You want the kids to bring their mom and dad with them.
Why would you torture them like that?
Because it's the kids get to show you how much they know about math while you get tested too, Mike.
That's yes. Yeah. Well, that kind of math I could handle. That's about the top
end. It's called Math Madness. So tell us
what
that's
what's going to go on there.
Math Madness is Thursday night at 6:30 here at Highland Park, and it's a night where we invite all of our families out to participate in math activities, but not those strenuous math activities, fun ways that parents can incorporate math.
There's eight pieces of pizza. I've eaten two pieces of pizza.
Wait till you hear it. They do one with trail mix.
Oh, that works.
Exactly. Kids get to make their own trail mix, and they use different fractions of ingredients to help make the mix.
There you go.
So there's math is all around us, and it just encourages that community, again, building, and also for parents to see that there's ways that you can incorporate math just in everyday life.
Maggie, great job as always. We hope the testing goes well. We hope you get a big turnout for your carnival. We hope you get the same weather we're getting this week for Carnival Week. Is your carnival now? Your carnival's inside, right? So it doesn't even matter if there's anything.
Yeah. It is inside.
Right. So that'll be a busy week. Actually, a quiet week because you'll have Election Day and then the Professional Learning Day on Monday and Tuesday, and then it's carnival time. And before you know it, it'll be May 24th, and then it's everybody put your feet up for a couple months, right?
Well, except for Maggie, she's the principal.
Right. You professionals, hey. Maggie, we really appreciate your time. Keep rolling out there at Highland Park, and we'll get caught up with you next academic year.
All right. Thank you.